February 17, 1893. Extracts from a letter dated September 16, 1892. Ellen G. White. I am much perplexed in regard to many matters concerning the education of men and women to become medical missionaries. I could wish that there were 100 nurses in training where there is one. It ought to be thus. Both men and women can be so much more useful as medical missionaries than as missionaries without the medical education. I am more and more impressed with the fact that a more decided testimony must be borne upon this subject, that more efforts must be made to interest the proper persons, setting before them the advantages that every missionary will have in understanding how to treat those who are diseased in body, as well as to minister to sin-sick souls. This double ministration will give the laborer, together with God, access to homes, and will enable him to reach the higher classes of society. An intelligent knowledge of how to treat the sick upon hygienic principles will gain the confidence of many who otherwise would not be reached with the truth. As religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions. For their own sake, they should, while they have opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. And those who do this will find a field of labor anywhere. There will be suffering ones, plenty of them, who will need help, not only among those of our own faith, but largely among those who know not the truth. I have been surprised at being asked by physicians if I did not think it would be more pleasing to God for them to give up their medical practice and enter the ministry. I am prepared to answer such an inquirer. If you are a Christian and a competent physician, you are qualified to do tenfold more good as a missionary for God than if you were to go forth merely as a preacher of the world. I would advise young men and women to give heed to this matter. Perilous times are before us as a people. The whole world will be involved in perplexity and distress. Diseases of every kind will be upon the human family, and such ignorance as now prevails concerning the laws of health would result in great suffering and the loss of many lives that might be saved. While Satan is doing his utmost to take advantage of men's ignorance and to lay the foundation of disease through improper treatment of the body, it is best for those who claim to be the sons and daughters of God to avail themselves while they can of the opportunities now presented to gain a knowledge of the human system and how it may be preserved in health. If we would elevate the moral standard in any country where we may be called to go, we must begin by correcting their physical habits. In almost every church there are young men and women who might receive education, either as nurses or physicians. They will never have a more favorable opportunity than now. I would urge that this subject be considered prayerfully, that special efforts be made to select those youths that give promise of usefulness and moral strength. Let these receive education at our sanitarium at Battle Creek, to go out as missionaries wherever the Lord may call them to labor. Workers are needed now. The very many who might work, but who do not seek to obtain knowledge that they may impart it, are not the ones who will receive the benediction from Him who has purchased man at an infinite cost. Well done, good and faithful servant. Extracts from a letter from Sister White, dated September 16, 1892.